Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the ICIS Chemical Business Podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor, and today we are looking at the issue for the week of January 10th. The current issue features a cover story focusing on the U.S. feedstock advantage from shale-based natural gas. Large volume production of shale natural gas in the U.S. could depress the ethane price in the coming years, providing a boon for local petrochemical and polymer producers in the form of cheap feedstock. However, infrastructure and regulatory challenges could kill this golden goose. One scenario features the swelling supply of ethane lowering its price, but the price drop will be limited by the costs of extracting ethane from natural gas streams and processing it. If prices fall below the costs of separating the ethane from natural gas, producers would choose to leave the ethane in the natural gas stream. Read ICIS Chemical Business to find out more. Another feature in the latest issue takes a look at how chemical companies are increasing the development of technologies that use biomass for feedstock. Bio-based chemicals are expected to increase their share of overall chemical production to 9% from the current 1% by 2020. Feedstock diversification is a major initiative for most chemical companies these days, not only to counteract the volatility in crude oil prices, but to tackle environmental criticism of the use of traditional petroleum-based feedstock. Startup companies, with the help of government incentives, are increasingly offering biomass as a viable solution. Read ICIS Chemical Business to find out more. Then I contributed an article looking at the factors that may be driving up polypropylene prices in 2011. Prices are expected to take a major leap in January and February, and market participants are wondering if the increases will occur mainly in January or be spread out over the 2 months. However, a double-digit polypropylene increase would be difficult to manage, say buyers, with the price increases driving down demand. Ample supply and buyer reluctance due to higher prices will eventually help drive down polypropylene prices, but this process could take anywhere from 2 to 6 months. A polypropylene trader noted that resin prices bottomed out as recently as October, so that the next market bottom could appear as early as February. Pick up the latest issue to find out more. Other articles in the latest ICIS Chemical Business include the transformation of the Russian market, especially with new capacities coming on stream. Europe's new renewable energy directive looks like it may be bringing confusion and chaos to the continent. Price relief seems unlikely for acrylates during 2011. The global methanol market in 2011 will continue to be heavily influenced by activity in Asia and much, much more. And that's it for the latest edition of the ICIS Chemical Business Podcast. Thank you for listening and have a great night.